Welcome to the spirituality.org.za podcast. Welcome to a podcast on the 8th of July, 2005. And today I want to talk a little bit about Ken Wilber and the concept of holons and the holarchy in Ken Wilber's writing. Now, I know that many folks would be familiar with Ken Wilber's work. He's highly regarded as perhaps one of the best integrative theorists in philosophy today, in theology, formerly known as a transpersonal theorist, and has developed his own particular philosophy to come to understand himself as an integrative theorist. Now, the first thing that's important to know about Ken Wilber's work is that it is based fundamentally upon a concept which is known as the perennial philosophy. And those who have read any of Aldous Huxley's work or Lovejoy, the notion of the great chain of being, will understand something of what I'm talking about now. But fundamentally, Wilber understands that there is an underlying philosophy to be found in all of the world's great religions and transcendent philosophies. And this underlying philosophy was prominent basically up until the Enlightenment and the introduction of the Cartesian-Newtonian worldview. And before that, there was an understanding that all of reality is grouped in a great chain of relational being that is striving towards the higher orders. And in terms of the great chain itself, the understanding is that at the lower levels of the great chain, you have the more gross things such as matter, physical reality, and then the chain progresses towards the higher levels, which are considered the levels of spirit or God or the transcendent levels. Now, Wilber's neo-perennialist philosophy, neo because it's a development on that, has added to that one particular element which can be summed up in Wilber's concept of the holarchy or holons. One of the struggles with the great chain of being is that the great chain emphasizes a measure of hierarchy, putting one stage against the other. Think about this for a moment. As you move up the hierarchy, the value of the stages becomes greater, because that's necessarily what a hierarchy requires. As you move from one level to the next level is a greater level. And the problem with that, particularly in modern society, is that we've seen as hierarchies develop, more value is given to the higher orders and less value is given to the lower orders, and that sets up a domination paradigm. We can see, for example, just in some nations' approaches to the ecological crisis, America being a prime example of that, the understanding is that the needs of humans, of human beings, which are a higher order of creation or a higher order of universal existence, their needs and their requirements are of a much higher value than those, for example, of a forest. And so we assume that we have every right to cull a forest, to meet the needs of human persons. And so that very often sets up abusive and dominant structures. Another example would be the current occupation of Iraq. The concept of democracy, and please note these are my own opinions, and you're welcome to disagree with me on this. And in fact, I'd love to hear your comment. You can send those to Digital Dion, that's spelled DigitalDion, at gmail.com. But the war on Iraq and the current occupation of Iraq is another example in my mind, because the American style of democracy is seen as being of a much higher order. Now, this is a far more subtle example, but it's of a much higher order than other forms of governance and structure. And so in that regard, it gives America the right to occupy another nation so that a higher form of governance than the one which exists can be implemented. And of course, I understand this is a very simplistic example. The point is, though, that with hierarchies, we often find abuse taking place. And so, particularly in the postmodernist world, there's been a development or an understanding that has moved towards what is known as a heterarchy. Now, a heterarchy tries to flatten the hierarchical structure. It's far more egalitarian, and it seeks to place all of the elements on the same level, saying that they are different, but not necessarily more or less valuable than one another. So each one has unique differences. This is one of the views which is found in pluralism, which says, you know, I live my way and you live your way, and no way is better than the other. It's a fairly common perceptual framework, which is to be found particularly in Western societies, the understanding of pluralism, which says, you know, you think your thoughts and I think mine, you're okay, I'm okay. The problem with heterarchies is that there's a fundamental philosophical problem which makes heterarchy incoherent. The first thing is that judging that all things are equal is a judgment in itself. And so it's a judgment which says heterarchy is of a higher value than hierarchy. Think about that for a moment. It's a judgment which is saying this particular way of viewing reality is of far higher value than that particular way. Heterarchy is better than hierarchy. Can you see that immediately establishes a hierarchy in itself, placing heterarchy above hierarchy? The second problem with heterarchy is that it tends to cause division and isolationism, and it tends to lead to some of the similar abusive and structural problems that we see in hierarchies. And again, we can use America's approach to the Kyoto Accord as an example of this, which says, you know, we are seeking for what is best for our nation, you seek for what is best for yours. And not one of these ideals is necessarily better or worse, but we have a right to do it our way and you have a right to do it your way. And the problem with that is that in the separation, it forgets or it neglects to understand the complex interrelation of systems. There's no doubt that when a nation doesn't take into account the concerns of others, that someone is going to struggle in that regard. For example, if America pollutes the environment, all of the other nations in the world struggle because of that. And the same goes for any other nation who would do it. So heterarchy is in itself problematic. Now, this is where Ken Wilber comes in with a very interesting approach to this, which says that if we look at the structure of reality, we will see that all of reality is structured both in whole and in parts, and that some form of hierarchy is a necessity, because as I said earlier, a complete heterarchy is a contradiction. There is a necessity for a hierarchy, but that the hierarchy, the development of a hierarchy in terms of the parts that make up the hierarchy, the bits that lead to the far greater whole, is to be understood in terms of a concept of holons, what he calls holons. Now, a holon is essentially a whole part, if you can understand that concept, a whole part. In effect, what Ken Wilber is saying is that every aspect of a system is both a part in itself and an aspect of the whole. And the example that Wilber uses is the example of language, for example. He says that, let me give you an illustration that I've got. It makes a little more sense to me. Ken Wilber is a fairly complex person to understand his writing, and so let me give you my understanding of it. And please, again, if there is anyone who understands it differently or in a better way, let me know. But the example is an example of language. If we take, for example, a poem, what is the most important part of that poem? Now, if you were going in a hierarchical system, one may say the most important part of a poem is the structure of the sentences and the structure of the poem as a whole. You may say that, well, less important than that is the choice of the words, and less important than that is the alphabet. In Wilber's concept of holons, though, we come to understand that no part is necessarily more important than the other in the holarchy, in the wholeness of the scheme. You can't have a poem unless you have letters of the alphabet with which to write it. The words themselves cannot exist without the letters. The sentences cannot exist without the words. And the poem cannot exist without the sentences. So at the same time, every letter is a part, complete in itself, yet it's also a valuable part of the whole. And the concept of holism in this regard, a holon within a holarchy, shows that there is some structure, some hierarchical structure, but it is not a domination structure. Each development gets its value and adds some further value to the preceding section. So letters are valuable in themselves, but when grouped together meaningfully, they form words. The words have a value which comes from the value of the letters and then adds to that a further value. When the words are structured in sentences, they have value in themselves in that they are words, but then they further develop in the notion that they become more valuable as whole sentences which have meaning. So Ken Wilber's understanding of the notion of holarchy is a far better understanding of the interdependence and interrelatedness of elements of a conceptual framework, not dominating one another, not simply retreating into separation and so not relating to each other, but understanding that each part of the whole has value both within itself and value in terms of the holarchy, the whole system that it fits into. My own research in this area has used Ken Wilber's understanding of the holarchy, particularly to understand the notion of consciousness. What is more valuable, the consciousness of individuals, the I am, which is the Cartesian perspective. Remember, it was René Descartes who said, cogito ergo sum, I think, therefore I am. And that posited the value of consciousness within the individual. In Africa, where I live, there is the understanding of consciousness as being fundamentally relational, found in the community. Ubuntu, Gumuntu, Amantu, Gamantu. A person is a person through other people. And the problem is that very often we set these up in tension against one another. We say that one is more valuable than the other. In terms of Ken Wilber's understanding of consciousness, we can see that a holarchic approach where each of the holons of consciousness is valuable, both the individual and the corporate, and each has individual value within itself. So the corporate has value within itself and the individual consciousness has value within itself, and together they have a far greater value. So that's some thoughts for you on the notion of a non-dualistic approach to an understanding of systems, and it comes from Ken Wilber. If you would like to find out a few things about Ken Wilber, do a Google search for Ken Wilber, spelled K-E-N-W-I-L-B-E-R. He's an extensive writer and is very, very interesting. Over the next couple of days, I'll be doing some work on Ken Wilber's four quadrants, and so I hope to be able to say a few things about holons in relation to the four quadrants of reality. Well, that's it for today. I hope you found this discussion in some way useful and insightful. Drop me a line if you are listening. One's never sure who there is out there. At this stage, I think it's me and my microphone. Drop me a line, digitaldion@gmail.com, or add a comment on the website, and I look forward to hearing from you.